My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Welcome to the NFL.
And notes from around the league. This is NFL Blitz on Dukes and Bell.
Hey, man, the Blitz brought to you by Priority Men's Medical Centers. Check them out at PriorityMen'sMedical.com. So an article from the Falcons website over the weekend, and it's interesting. Grady Jarrett says he cannot wait to get working with the young guys, Carl, because we've talked about, you know, having like an OG, like the team, let's be honest, team leader in Grady Jarrett with Rook Arororo, Brandon Dorlus, Zion Logue, a bunch of these dudes that we've added. Says he can't wait to start putting some hands on pads and go to work.
Yeah, the physicality of this thing, we have yet to see. They are all big. They are all agile and versatile. But I still need to see the physicality of what this is going to look like. Man, Grady wants to win. I mean, I had this discussion with Grady time and time again. At the end of the day, he's enjoying his time off. He's chilling. But when it comes time to work, he's going to be ready, and he wants to win. He understands. I hate to even say this, Mike. His time's running out. He's a 10-year right. guy now. He's a 10-year guy. Guys at that position, when you start talking about year 13, 15, it's rare, far, few in between. So Grady's at a point like, look, we got some young studs. We got to get them going, and I'm ready to help them.
His biggest contribution right now is in the meeting room. That's from his D-line coach, Jay Rogers. That, of course, was, you know, part of the Mindy camp. He says, I think when you're out on the field, we're trying to get everybody to play a certain standard, and you know what Grady brings. And he is a guy that, you know, has no problem with that mantle of, you know, being a mentor, but obviously getting out there and still want to kick some butt, as you said, Carl, with the, you know, not I don't want to make it sound like his career is ticking down, but you're right. The time is a factor for getting this team back into playoffs. Grady is one of the best players in the league, and he hasn't been in the playoffs in 7 seasons.
That's what's crazy. And that tells you, too, again, how much of a team game the NFL is, right? Mm. We know the quarterback is such a big part of that. So for 2 of his last 3 years, that was a big question mark. And then you go back prior to that, the team was basically dismantled, and then you change coaches. Like, all of this stuff he's endured, and now it looks like, okay, things are looking up in the right direction. So I'm just ready to see what the physicality of the defense is going to look like.
Hey, man, we look at the Panthers and we look at our Falcons schedule. We go, well, there's 2 dubs. Easy, pleasy. Dave Canales did an interview with Peter Schrager, who you see on NFL on Good Morning Football. He says that they're going to run the football. And he says that sounds, I mean, it makes sense, right? Take some of the pressure off your young quarterback in his second year after a brutal rookie season. They signed guards Robert Hunt, Damian Lewis. They got Miles Sanders and Chuba Hubbard in the backfield. What do you think about them and the balanced attack they're going to try to put together up in Carolina?
Well, this is what I thought they were going to do last year, to be honest with you. I mean, you bring Bryce in. He's a smallish right. quarterback.
Drew Brees size.
Yes. Take the pressure off, man. You got to make sure that you're giving him the adequate time in these play-action rollouts and all this stuff you're trying to do. And I just felt like they basically said, drop back and do what you did at Alabama. You can't do that. So right. they weren't good enough Alabama may have been better than them last year. You can't do that. So I just feel like, man, if they're not trying to run the football to take some pressure off of him, it's going to be another long season for Bryce.
And they also added Jonathan Brooks from Texas in the NFL draft.
And
he's,
and by the way, I love Bijan. Mm-hmm. This kid's electric too, Mike. He sat behind B for a couple of seasons. He is really good.
So again, Canales take pressure, as Carl said, off Bryce Young with a balanced running attack. All right, Brandon Ayuk. He might not feel the love, but he wants to stay in San Francisco. He told TMZ Sports, he was they bushwhacked him at the LA International at LAX, Carl. And he says, hey, man, you ready to play with the 49ers? And, of course, he doesn't have a contract extension. For sure. For sure, Ayuk added intrigue with the contract and situation with the 49ers with his post member on TikTok, basically saying that they don't want him and he's not feeling the love.
It doesn't feel like they want him.
Well, they got to pick one or two. It's either Debo or him, unless they want to go the route of the Dolphins, and you've already given that money to McCaffrey.
Yeah, so final year of the rookie deal, the question for me is, what's Ayuk's value? Like, see, he might get more money from the 49ers if they valued him that way. I don't know, Mike. Maybe he feels like, and his agent feels like, look, by us coming out and saying they don't want him, we were able to kind of pick our spot and go wherever we want to go, but I'm still waiting to see what that's going to look like. Listen, camp is 3 weeks away. It's less than that now.
Right. Hey, man, it's not personal. It's business. And that's what Kayvon Thibodeau said, talking about Saquon Barkley leaving. Needless to say, it was upsetting for a lot of Giants fans when he going down the street, going down 95. He was on Rich Eisen's show. It's business at the end of the day. I never really took it hard. I reached out to him. This is a not-for-long league, so you've got to get paid when you can, and you can't miss out on your dollars. We've seen it before with past contracts and past players, so I'm happy he was able to get paid down in Philly, basically.
Yeah, Kayvon Thibodeau.
Who, by the way, now, all of a sudden, now they got some help with him. They picked up Brian Banks. All of a sudden, they look pretty good.
No.
Brian Burns.
Burns, yeah. They've been talking about that tandem maybe being the best in the league. It might be. I mean, I'm not ready to go there yet, but they've been saying, hey, we've been working out during the summer and this offseason and getting ready. I want to see what that looks like when the season rolls around.
Hey, man, here's a crazy story about a dude who unfortunately became kind of a punchline in the NFL, talking about Jamarcus Russell. When the former LSU quarterback got taken, first by the Raiders, remember Al Davis trying to validate that? Jamarcus Russell's a tremendous quarterback. He'll be the best quarterback in the league. Well, fired as a volunteer assistant coach at his alma mater called Williamson High School down in Mobile. He's facing a lawsuit, Carl, accusing him of taking a $74,000 check meant as a donation to the school. He was allegedly, this happened. He was relieved of his volunteer coaching duties at the high school during the fall of last year. Mobile County Public School officials telling the local TV station down there. Local business owner wrote the check for $74,000, saying Russell approached him about a donation to help the high school football team purchase weight room equipment. And he pocketed the check, allegedly.
He's a loser. This is a loser move. Jamarcus Russell, even though his career was a bust, still had over $30 million in earnings.
Mm.
What are you doing cashing in on a $55,000 check? You got those kind of problems?
Mm.
This was for your alma mater. High school is such a big, we know this, right. We're in Georgia. It's such a big deal. If somebody's willing to help a school and say, hey, we're going to help with the weight room or the gym or help the practice fields, you expect that money to go where it's supposed to go. Jamarcus Russell, this is the definition, to me, Mike,
right,
of a loser, because this is the kind of stuff where people entrust you. They say, hey, Jamarcus is working back with us. It's great. Oh, cool. He's going to help us. And then you do this. Man, I don't have anything to say except, you know what?
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.